Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Brown. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Charlie Hoff. And now, play ball. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foley for a passed ball. Boggs moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foley for a passed ball. Boggs scores. Evans moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivers for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Brown. Wright moves to second. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is hit by the pitch. Wright moves to third. Jones moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wright. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to second. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Rivers reaches second base with a double. Tolleson scores. Wilkerson moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. Wilkerson scores. Rivers moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Rangers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Nichols steals second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Rangers. Bob Stanley now pitching. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boggs. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Boggs steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Armas hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gettman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Jurek pinch runs for Rich Gettman. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jurek. The throw from Foley and he is out, Tolleson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Jeff Newman now catching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Odell Jones now pitching. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy pinch hits for Marty Barrett. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.